Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And I want to thank them. I want to thank Evan Thomas for getting us up and running and motivated every morning, twitching away. And thanks to everyone for all the wonderful calls and texts and emails.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Thursday. It's May 2nd, and happy birthday, Ben Rosen.
Ah, is it Ben's birthday?
The son of a Mitch.
Holy cow. That's fantastic. Good for Ben. Wow, he's getting up there. We're all kind of getting older when you see a guy you knew as a little kid, now a grown arse man. Thanks to our executive producer, he too a grown arse man. It's Dustin William Rhodes.
I mean, I'm just trying to make a play, and I mean, I saw like a little, like a, I mean, a smidge of the plate open. I mean, his foot was on the dish, and I was just trying to stick my hand where there was some open space on the plate. That's it. Just trying to make a play.
Did you feel your hand ride up his foot there, or did it was like kind of natural momentum?
Honestly, I have no idea. I was just trying to slide and make a play.
Hmm. Pete Alonso.
Does he have any idea how slow he was running?
See, you're just being cruel.
He was slow.
Poor Pete Alonso. You try carrying the nickname Polar Bear all the way down the third baseline. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work.
I always try to find new food. I already had the pizza, so the pizza's good. Harold's Chicken is busting. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, Harold's Chicken in Baltimore, we got hip-hop chicken. Harold's Chicken here. We have Blue Store and BR. So I'm just trying to see out which one is the best one, but I'm always going to go to Baltimore. But the chicken here is fire.
There you go. That's Angel Reese.
Nice.
Harold's is phenomenal.
She's right.
It's great stuff. Yeah. We used to go there all the time. From my neighborhood, we'd drive down 87th Street, and there was Harold's.
They have any Harold's in Deerfield?
I don't know.
That's what I can tell you. I can tell you from personal experience, the answer to that is no.
I didn't think so. Did not think so.
And we are delighted to welcome in the great man himself, Mr. Lawrence Holmes. Yes, Lawrence. Much cheering, satisfaction. And Dan Bernstein's here.
I feel better now.
What's up, guys?
Hey. See? Moving on up. George Jefferson.
Moving on up.
I think I'm one of the few people who likes Harold's Chicken without sauce. And I don't know if that is considered blasphemous or anathema to the larger mission. I just think a little bit of salt and pepper.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Is the way to go.
But you can order it that way.
Yeah.
I always get sauce on the side, but that's become like a thing for me. Pretty much anywhere I'm going now, whether it's
everything
it's chicken
you order
or ribs.
Is on the side. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think that sometimes like you can't judge with Harold's, like, you know, like you have everyone, that'll be the next level of Angel Reese's Harold's journey is which Harold's, like, which is her home base Harold's. With Harold's, you know what the consistency is, but I always look at it as if there's too much sauce, might mean the meat's not good. Hmm. I'll control the sauce on.
Yeah, they're trying to fool you, right?
I've never had it without the sauce. So
and
I
by
have
the way,
no
can I plant my flag on Home Base Harold is my rap name if I ever need a rap name?
Okay,
yeah.
You think are you?
Is it illegal to plant your foot on Home Base?
I mean, see, if you're not blocking it, if I ever need one, I think Home Base Harold or Home Base Harolds is a winner. I like it.
I like it. Yeah, it's a good one.
It works. And yeah, you can, as I understand the letter of that rule, which obviously we're going to get into later in the show. That was not my response when I initially saw the play. My response was he's blocking the plate. My response was
that guy's
very, very safe.
He looked very, very safe.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. He did.
But in fairness, like the first replay I saw was just the umpire. And it made me think, well, he's on that play. He's like, you know, I couldn't see that thing. I had to get the different angle. But it made me feel like the umpire saw it, and whatever he ruled was going to hold up a little bit.
Might have dust in his face.
Yeah, that's true.
We are is dust in his face.
There we are. Hey, Cubs lineup is out today. And Dansby Swanson's taking a seat.
What?
Good. Whoa. Nick Madrigal playing second, and Nico Horner going to play short today.
Wow. Perfect. Finally, they benched him. No, I think
give a day off.
I know.
No, I think this is something that you saw it in September of last year.
Yes.
That Rossi redlined him. So I think this is very smart by Craig Counsell. You had a night game last night, an early day game today. Mm-hmm. Take a seat, sir. We'll see you when we get back home.
Good for the Cubs. Who else is in the lineup? Who else? Are there any other moves?
I only saw that one.
That's the only
one. I haven't
seen
the entire lineup. Okay. Sorry. Okay. I know Ben Brown's pitching.
David wants
PCA. I mean, David, you can't
benched.
Make the announcement that the Cubs lineup is out and then be like,
give us one name.
You're hanging me out here. Somebody else look it up. I put my computer away.
Someone do some work.
Come on.
I don't know.
Did you think PCA should have caught ball?
Has to.
And
thank you.
Did you think that the fact that he didn't means he's sitting today?
No, he's not sitting today, and I have the entire lineup.
Oh,
thank you.
Here we
Nico
go.
Leading off, playing short. Tauchman in right field. Ian Happ, left field, bat in third. Morrell at third base. Michael Bushy at first base.
Patrick
Wisdom is the DH. Nick Madrigal playing second base. Pete Crow Armstrong back in center field to track down everything in his path. Yan Gomes, the catcher. Ben Brown pitching.
Lawrence, he tracked it all right.
But was he showing off on that catch, too?
I don't think he was showing off. I think he just kind of decelerated going to the wall and maybe wasn't, you know, I don't think it was like a hot dog move, even though I joked about that in our group chat.
Yeah.
But I think he just kind of was like, I got it, and decelerated because, you know, you don't want to go full speed jumping into the wall because that's going to lessen your jump, too.
Does Tauchman catch that?
Yes.
Well, I don't know that he's there with the same alacrity because his route efficiency is not what PCA's
is. One needs alacrity.
The way the Cubs have always defined the great defense or good defense is, can you finish a play at the edge of your range? And that is always how Theo talked about Albert Almora. And the way they watch guys who are able to retain their concentration and athleticism at the edges of their range. And that was a critical play on which someone known for defense must do exactly that. And he didn't. I think Tauchman, if he's at the ball, yes, would make the play. But his footwork to start a reaction to a ball is not as good as Crow Armstrong's.
That's fair.
I think that we have seen Tauchman make similar and more difficult catches than that one.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, our discussion was if you didn't know the result of the play and you had to pick one outfielder to go get it, would it be who would it be? And you know, Bellinger as well. And I said, well, if you hadn't seen it, you would think Pete Crow Armstrong because he's the circus catch guy, and he's the defensive specialist. But now that
you
I
think
know
that,
it's not
that Pedro
him.
Cuervo would make that catch.
Pedro Cuervo Brazo Fuerte, right?
Yes.
What do you guys have today?
Not much, because we are out of here.
Oh, you're out of here. You got to get out of the way.
So we have to.
Why don't you get out of the way?
We're going to pack it all in.
What's the lineup?
We obviously discuss Cubs to start. That response from the governor's office, just the tone of the official statement and the statements from
your story, walk it.
The source close to Governor Pritzker.
Sounds a lot like Governor Pritzker.
Well, and as I said yesterday, the Bears went into that meeting and it was in Pritzker's office and it was behind Pritzker's desk. Nobody was there. And then all of a sudden, two little hands came up and they said, "We are the aides to the Governor Pritzker. Hello. Tell us about your stadium plan. Oh, we're not doing that. Okay. Bye now. It's right, okay, bye. And then Pritzker, then the source close to Pritzker gave the statement. I love it. I love every bit of it.
I thought of it as more like they go into a in some kind of conference room, and there are two, like, you know, horn hearing aids from 1907.
The ear trumpet.
And, exactly. And they're sitting on the thing. Speak loudly.
Well, they spoke loudly.
He met with his aides.
That spoke loudly.
Yeah.
That was a no.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
Have a great show.